我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
Yes, we love because God has first loved us.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们。
It's not we who can love God, but God who first loved us.
他把这个爱充满在我们的里面。
It is He who fills this love in our heart.
浇灌在我们的心中。
He pours His love within our heart.
今天我们能说我们爱。
Therefore, we can say we love.
我们愿意爱我们的主。
We want to love our Lord.
我们也求主显出一个爱的见证来。
And we pray that among us there will be this testimony of love.
这是神的心意。
Because this is what God wants.
他要得着一个爱的见证。
To receive a testimony of love.
然后我们想到主做了这么多的工作。
Many times we look at the great work that God has done for us.
到底他的心意要得着是什么？
And we wonder what is the purpose of all these works.
使每一个神儿女都有一个蒙恩的故事。
Yes, each one of us can tell a story of our salvation.
在我们个人来讲，都是我们一生中最大的一件事情。
Personally speaking, these are the greatest thing to ourselves.
脱离黑暗，进入光明。
That we can depart from the kingdom of darkness and enter into His light.
脱离罪恶，进入他的圣洁。
Be delivered from sins and enter into His holiness.
脱离死亡，进入复活。
Be delivered from death and enter into His resurrection.
脱离所有暂时的，我们能够进入到永远的。
To be set free from all the things that are temporary and be receiving things that's eternal.
对我们每一个人来讲，这都是一个太大的事情。
I think to each one of us, these are great things.
但是神他有一个旨意。
However, God has a sole purpose.
他要得着他的儿女。
Is to receive us as His children.
不只是单独的个人。
Not just receive us individually.
他要得着一个团体。
But a corporate entity.
是他的教会。
Which is His church.
是他的身体。
His body.
那这个身体有一个非常独特的特点。
And there is this uniqueness to this body.
是一个彼此相爱的身体。
Which is we love one another.
他要得着的是一个爱的见证。
He desires to obtain a testimony of love.
弟兄姊妹，只有这样的一个见证出现，让我们的神的心才能够得着满足。
His heart cannot be satisfied until such a testimony appears.
如我们只是一个单单个人蒙恩的一个神的儿女。
If we just live individually as a saved child of God,
我们蒙的福实在还是只有这么一点点。
Then the blessing that we receive is still quite limited.
如我们在这个爱的见证当中，
Yet if we participate in this testimony of love,
我们要蒙大的祝福。
We shall receive much greater blessing.
如我们只有一个团体来讲。
As far as an entity is concerned,
我们没有看见这个爱的见证必须要出现。
As a corporate entity, if our eyes are not open to see the need for this kind of testimony of love,
我们的恩典不过是一点点。
Then the blessing we receive as a whole is nothing but very limited.
但是每一次我们摸着了神的旨意。
But each time when we really sense and feel what He wants,
我们知道神要的是一个爱的见证。
We know He desires to obtain a testimony of love.
我们愿意放下很多次要的。
And we are willing to set aside all that what's secondary.
我们来满足父神的心。
To satisfy the heart of our heavenly Father.
我们一起来读约翰一书四章十九节。
Let's read together. 1 John chapter 4 verse 19.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
We love because God first loved us.
这个爱。不是我们天然人里面所有的爱。
This is a love not from our natural flesh.
这个爱是一个神圣的爱。
But a holy love.
只有神他先爱了我们。
And this is His love which loved us first.
今天他能够把这个爱充满在我们的里面。
He feels His love within our hearts.
我们知道神就是爱。
We all know that God is love.
神就是爱。
God is love.Love.
今天这个爱能够充满在我们的里面。
And now this love can fill our hearts.
因为今天主就住在我们的心
里。Because the Lord of love lives inside of us.
我们会稀奇，我们原本里面没有这样的爱。
A lot of times we're amazed that because we know we don't have this kind of love.
既然我们现在能够说我们爱。
Then now we can say I love.
昨天去参加一位陈老弟兄的一个安息聚会。
I went to attend a memorial service of a senior brother, Brother Chan.
那这位老弟兄，我来美国没有多久，我就认识他。
I knew him since I arrived in the United States.
我有一个很深的印象。
I have this deep impression.
一来到教会就看见他在那里招呼，在那里欢迎。
When I walked into the church building, I noticed this old man was welcoming other people.
昨天唱了两首诗歌，是他最爱的。
Yesterday we sang two particular hymns which he favored the most.
第一首呢是哦主耶稣没想到你。
First song is Oh Jesus, every time I thought about you,
我的心便觉甘甜。
I rejoice and feel your sweetness.
说到老弟兄，他向着我们的主，他里面一个很深的爱。
That tells us the deep love he has to our God.
我们为什么会爱主呢
？Why will we love God？
这不是我们天然生命，我们就会爱的。
It's not we love Him naturally。
我们没有见过他，却是爱他。
We never saw Him, but we love Him。
因为他先爱了我们。
Because He has first loved us。
因为这个爱是从神来的。
And this love is from God。
他第二首诗歌
，The second hymn we sing，
主我爱你国度。
It's the Lord, I love your kingdom.
主我爱你国度。
Lord, I love your kingdom.
因为我相信老弟兄他实在摸着了神的心。
I know he must have felt what's in God's heart.
当我们真正爱神的时候
，When we truly love God,
我们会爱神所爱的。
We will love those who God loves.
神爱他的教会。
God loves His church.
所以老弟兄他喜欢那首诗歌。
So he loved that him very much.
所以常常。在波饼聚会的时候，他常常提着两首诗歌。
These are the two songs he always want to sing during the breaking of bread meeting.
他爱神。
He loves God.
还有爱神的教会。
He also loves His church.
爱神的国度。
He loves His kingdom.
因为神要得着一个爱的见证。
Because he know God desires to obtain a testimony of love.
在历代教会以来，我们看见仇敌最大的攻击，也就是要把这个见证。
And through the church history, we all can see the greatest attack from the devil is to destroy this testimony of love of God's people.
只要神的儿女聚在一起
，Whenever God's children gathered，
你就这么的盼望，这里有一个爱的见证能够出现。
God desire to see a testimony of love in that gathering.
但是我们也看见，只要神的儿女聚在一起
，And we also see whenever God's children gathered，
难免有事情发生。
There always things happen.
难免有不和的情形。
There always be things of disharmony.
难免不受到仇敌的攻击
And they're always attacked from the devil
因为仇敌实在知道这是神所要得着的
Because the enemy knows this is what God desires to receive
所以他要竭尽他的力量要来破坏要来攻击
Therefore with all his might and effort he tried to destroy that
弟兄姊妹我们爱因为神先爱我们
But brothers and sisters we love because God has first loved us
很多的时候是越过我们天然的人所能够想象的
And many times it's beyond what we can imagine
但是我们能够爱是因为神先爱我们
Yet we can still love because God has first loved us
我们来读约翰福音十三章
Let's read on John 13
34节和35节
Verse 34 and 35
这是主耶稣在最后向门徒们所说的一段最重要的话
These were the last words that he has given to his disciples
我们来一起来读
Let's read it together
我赐给你们一条新命令
乃
是叫你们彼此相爱我怎样爱你们你们也要怎样相爱你们若有彼此相爱的心众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了你们若有彼此相爱的心
If you love one another
众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了
By this all men will know that you are my disciples
这里就讲到有一个见证显出来
Here you see the surface of a testimony
当这个见证出现的时候
When this testimony appears
世界上的人会看见
People in this world can see it
他们看见这班人是不一样的
They will see, wow, this group of people is different
他们不一样
They are different
所以他们就认出他们这班人呢是主的门徒
They will be able to know that you are the Lord's disciples
那这个条件是什么呢
And what is the condition of that revelation
他讲到你们若有彼此相爱的心
That is if you love one another
若有彼此相爱的心就有一个见证会出现
Whenever we love one another there will be a testimony appears
众人他们就会因此他们会认识
And by this all men will know
主在这里给我们一条新的命令
Here is a new commitment from the Lord
主就要上十架了
He was about to be crucified
他就要为我们付最大的代价。
He was about to give the greatest price.
他给门徒一条新的命令。
And before that, he gave them this new command.
我们知道主耶稣来，他说不是要废掉律法。
Jesus said, "I have not come to abolish law."
他乃是要成全律法。
But to fulfill the law.
那律法中最大的两条是什么呢
？And what are the two greatest law among all laws?
我们都知道，第一个是讲到我们要尽心尽意、尽心尽力，要爱主我们的神。
We all know the first one was love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength.
那这个是讲到旧约里面整个律法里面一个最大的一个点。
And that is the greatest thing among all rule and law.
叫我们能够爱神。
Which is to love God first.
那第二个呢，讲到我们要爱邻舍如同自己。
And the second larger one is to love your neighbor as yourself.
叫我们能够爱人。
So that we love people.
但是我们从整个旧约的历史来看
But you look at the history of the entire Old Testament
照人来讲我们没有办法真的爱神
There's no way a man can truly love God
我们也没有真的能够爱人
Neither can a man truly love other people
所以律法上这最大的两条诫命
There are these two greatest laws among all
人都没有办法遵守
It's something that none of us can fulfill
人都失败了
We all will have failed on this
没有一个人他能够在他自己里面他能够达到神的要求
For no one is able to fulfill God's requirement
哈利路亚主耶稣来他不是要废掉律法
But hallelujah Jesus said he has come not to abolish them
他乃是要成全律法
But to fulfill these laws
他要我们今天不是按着我们的天然的努力我们来遵守律法
He doesn't want us to use our natural efforts to abide by these laws
因为他知道我们没有办法
Because Jesus knew we couldn't do it
所以他告诉我们说他给我们一条新的命令
Therefore Jesus here says A new command I give you
你说好像在旧约这些律法里面也是叫我们爱人啊
You would say, oh, you know, in the Old Testament time, all the laws ask us to love people.
也是叫我们彼此相爱啊
And love God and love one another.
为什么这边告诉我们说是一条新的命令
Why did Jesus say here it's a new command?
弟兄姊妹，这是在新约的时代。
Dear brothers and sisters, because we have entered into the era of the New Testament.
是耶稣基督给我们的命令。
This is a commandment directly from Jesus himself.
他不是叫我们从外头去遵守。
He's not asking us to try to fulfill this requirement from our effort.
你要爱是爱不来的。
Because he knew we cannot do it by ourselves.
但是主耶稣知道他要为我们受死。
But Jesus knew clearly that he was about to die for all.
在十字架对他是一个大的释放。
Upon the cross, He will be greatly relieved.
这位爱的神要把他的生命释放出来。
Upon the cross, his love can be released.
叫我们能够得着。
And we can then receive this love.
神就是爱。
And we know that God is love.
这个爱今天能够在我们的里面。
Now this love is able to enter into our hearts.
所以主耶稣能够说，我给你们一条新的命令。
That is why Jesus is able to say a new command I give to you.
因为我们要得着一个新的生命。
Because we shall receive a new life from him.
只有这个生命能够叫我们彼此相爱。
And only through that love, that new life, we can love one another.
所以他给我们命令说，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
He says, a new command I give you, love one another.
那爱到一个什么程度呢
？To what extent should we love one another then?
很多时候我们没有办法想象的。
A lot of times we just cannot imagine what he said.
我们敢不敢读下去呢
Do we dare to continue to read what Jesus said here?
我怎样爱你们？
As I have loved you,
你们也要怎样相爱
？So you must love one another.
这是一个太高的一个标准。
This is such a high standard.
我们常常想说，主对我们的爱是无法测度的爱。
A lot of times we say, Lord, your love for us is beyond measure.
比深海更深。
Deeper than the ocean.
比高山更高。
Higher than the mountains.
是我们口舌无法诉说的爱。
Beyond what we can describe through our words.
当我们想到主的爱。
When we thought about His love,
我们真的知道这是无法形容的爱。
We truly know it's something beyond what we can describe.
但是今天主给我们一个命令。
However, Jesus has given us this new commitment.
所要达到的标准。
And the standard that He has set.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹读的时候有没有觉得很稀奇。
I didn't know when you read this passage, were you amazed at what he said?
我们说主你爱我们的爱是高不可测的。
We knew his love is beyond our measurement.
无法测度的。
We can never fully measure it.
但是怎么会这里说我怎么样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱？
Then how come Jesus says, as I have loved you, so you must love one another?
这实在太稀奇了。
I am truly amazed at this.
因为主怎么会这么看重我们？
How can he just look us like someone is able to do it?
我想我们很多信主多年的，我们都也会问，有可能吗？
As Christians for many years, we may ask each other, is this possible?
你怎样爱我们？这个爱是我们无法想象的。
Because the way he loves us is beyond what we can imagine.
但是我们的爱实在是有限。
And our love for others is so limited.
一点点事情就让这个爱好像没有办法再爱下去。
A small matter will stop our love for other people.
甚至很多时候你根本找不到这个爱。
And many times you feel, I can't even find love in my heart.
那怎么可能说我怎么样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱？
So how come Jesus says, as I have loved you, so you must love one another?
但是这是主的命令。
But this is his command.
这是我们读到最后主讲最后重要的话，好像说来说去就是这一个命令。
These were his few last words, and whatever he said was about this topic.
因为爱就成全了律法。
Because love will fulfill all the requirements in the law.
因为神的心意就是要得着一个爱的见证。
And God's heart is his desire to obtain a love testimony.
他把这个命令给我们。
So Jesus handed to us this command.
但是弟兄姊妹，因为神把他的生命先赐给我们。
But brother and sister, he asked us to do this because he has given us his own life.
所以我们说不是我们爱，是神爱我们。
That's why we say, it's not us who can love, but God who loves us.
因为这个爱是基督的爱。
Because this is the love from Christ.
是神的爱。
It's the love of God.
所以主在这个命令的里面，他给我们一条是一个新的命令。
Therefore, Jesus has given to us a new command.
他的标准是他怎么爱我们，我们也要怎么样彼此相爱。
And the standard of this command is to love one another the way he loves us.
主的爱叫做至大的爱。
The love of the Lord is called the great love.
是爱到底的爱。
The love that loves all the way to the end.
所以今天我们能够彼此相爱。
Therefore, if we are able to love one another,
你必须是这样的一个爱。
We have to manifest a love like that.
是没有止境的。
A love that sees no end.
没有一个限。
The love without limitation.
因为这是基督的爱。
Because that's the love of Christ.
没有一个人，我们靠着自己，我们能够做到。
And this is something that none of us can do on our own effort.
但是主既然把这个命令给我们。
But since the Lord has given us this commitment.
他叫我们都能够活出这样的一个生命来。
He also enables us to live a life like that.
你们若彼此相爱。
If you love one another.
他说众人就认出我们是他的门徒。
By this, all men will know that you are my disciples.
那个见证就会显出来。
Then immediately, the testimony of love surfaces.
众人一看见，他们就知道这班人是不一样的。
Whenever people see us, they recognize this is a different group of people.
他们是属神的人。
They are people of God.
他们的生命不一样。
They have a different kind of life.
众人就会稀奇。
They will be amazed.
怎么样的一班人呢？
And wow, what kind of people are these?
他们怎么会这样？
How come they act this way?
所以别人会羡慕。
They will envy what we have.
他们认出这就是主的门徒。
And they recognize these are God's disciples.
教会的见证就在地上能够出现。
So that the testimony as a church can appear.
你们若是人听见很多神儿女当中许多的埋怨。
On the contrary, if people hear nothing but complaints about children of God.
许多的争吵。
A lot of quarrels among children of God.
许多的问题纷争。
A lot of disputes.
有没有人会羡慕呢？
You think outside people will envy us?
别人只会在那里偷偷的暗笑。
They will just mock us or laugh in secret.
见证没有办法出现。
Well, there is no testimony of these people.
神没有办法得着荣耀。
God has no glory from these people.
人的心没有办法得着满足。
And neither can his heart be satisfied.
我们在一年起头的时候。
At the beginning of a new year.
我们求主再让我们看见他心中所要得着的。
We pray that we see what God desires to receive from us.
他要得着一个爱的见证。
A testimony of love.
主在这里告诉我们一个新的命令。
Here he has given to us a new command.
新的命令。
A new command.
你们要彼此相爱。
Love one another.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个命令。
Brother and sister, this is a command from the Lord.
不是说你要或者你不要。
It's really not an option or a choice.
这是主给的命令。
But a command from the Lord Himself.
他把这个生命赐给我们。
He has given us a life.
所以他能够把这个新的命令赐给我们。
Therefore, He gave us this commandment.
这是一个最蒙福的命令。
And this is the most blessed command.
叫我们真的成为基督耶稣的身体。
So that you and I can truly become a member of the body of Christ.
显出一个荣耀的教会。
To appear as a glorious church.
显出一个荣耀的见证。
To appear with a glorious testimony.
有一些人，他们读圣经好像都是为别人读的。
Sometimes we read Bible as we're reading for other people.
当妻子读到说丈夫要爱妻子。
When the wife read the verses, husband, love your wife.
她读圣经，她就专为她丈夫读。
That she's reading the word of God just for her husband.
你要爱妻子。
Make sure you love your wife. That's what the Bible said.
那丈夫呢？读到说妻子要顺服丈夫。
And when the husband reads, wife, obey your husband.
那丈夫也常常是为着，不是为他自己读的。
So same way, many husbands do not read Bible for himself.
读了就来要求别人。
They will read it and then require his wife to obey.
为什么不顺服啊？
How come you do not obey or obey?
我翻圣经给你看啊。
Let me show you what God says here.
主说的，圣经讲的。
The Bible says clearly.
有些人读到说，你们要彼此相爱，这是主的命令。
And some people says, here God says, this is a new command to love one another.
有些人不为他自己读。
However, when we read it, we don't really read it to ourselves.
他就专为别人读。
We read it for other people.
你们为什么不爱我啊？
You wonder, how come you don't love me? Bible says love me.
你的爱不够啊。
You don't love me enough.
主怎么爱你，你要怎么爱我啊？
You should love me the way the Lord loves you.
弟兄姊妹，主的命令是给我们每一个个人的。
But brother and sister, this is a commandment from the Lord for each one of us.
是给你的，是给我的。
It's for you and it's for me.
不是让我们来要求别人的。
It's not for us to ask other people to obey.
叫我们彼此相爱。
It's to love one another.
叫这个爱是从我们的身上能够流露出去。
Which means let this love flow out through you.
让这个见证能够显出来。
So that a testimony can appear.
但是当我们在实际来讲，如何让这个爱的见证能够显出来
？And practically, how do we let this testimony of love be seen?
我记得在这一次在马来西亚，他们有很多年轻的同工。
I remember when we visited Malaysia recently, there are a lot of young co-workers.
他们就讲说，他们的训练一开始有三年是住在一起。
They talk about at the initial stage of their training is to live.With one another for three years.
他这三年呢、啊，其中很多是非常痛苦的。
Is those three years were pretty hard?
那痛苦呢，最难的还不是在于说他们要做好多的工作，有好多的学习。
The hardest part is not that they need to labor much and learn much.
他说大家要住在一起。
The hardest thing is that we have to live together.
要一起服侍。
We have to serve together.
啊，他说。在每一个人的个性上有好多好多要磨啊
Because each one has such a different personality So when you live together There's a lot of learning to do
他们很多都还是 teenager 的时候
Especially they were also
就蒙召了
Mostly are teenagers They were called by God to serve
那所有这些人呢他们要经过这样的一个阶段
And they have to learn through this kind of stage
他说哇开始真的是很难
At first it was really tough for them
那当我看见他们的时候
Yeah, when I see this group of young people
哎呀里面非常的讶异
I was truly surprised
他们的配搭
The way they work together
那么的和谐
was so harmonious
那他们在一起服侍
And when they serve together
这样的不分彼此
You could tell they don't distinguish one from the other
能够这样的相爱
They love one another
哎呀我觉得非常的稀奇
I really was amazed
但是当他跟我讲说他们经过那几年的时候哇里面多少的痛苦
But after they shared with us initially during the first three years they really struggled
我相信的确
I believe that must be the case
他们要经过许多的为难
Yes, they have to go through a lot of conflicts
因为每一个人个性不一样
Because each one bears different personalities
可能想法不一样
They have different way of thinking
他所生长的环境不一样
Their upbringing were different
所以呢把这么多不一样的人摆在一起
So when you put people with all these differences together
要彼此相爱
And ask them to love one another
这个是不容易的
I would say that must be difficult
我们来读
Let's read on
罗马书
Romans
15章第七节
Verse
7所以你们要彼此接纳如同基督接纳你们一样使荣耀归于神你们要彼此接纳
Says accept one another,
如同基督接纳你们一样
Then just as Christ accepted you.
所以在前面我们读 基督怎么样爱我们，我们怎么样要彼此相爱。
We just read another verse, love one another the way that Christ has loved us.
这边讲到说，基督怎么样接纳我们。
Here it says, accept one another.
基督是怎么接纳我们。
How does Jesus Christ accept us?
他有没有分说，这个人是比较有钱的，这个比较穷的。
He said, okay,
有钱的接纳，穷的不接纳。
I will accept only the rich one, not the poor one.
他有没有说，这个是尊贵的，这个是卑贱的，我只接纳这个尊贵的。
Did he say, I can only accept those who are honorable, not the one who are lowly?
他有没有说，这个是好人，这个是坏人。
He neither distinguishes from good from bad.
我只接纳这个好人。
I will only accept those who are good.
这个性情好的。
Those who have good nature.
这个是良善的。
Those who are good by heart.
这些呢，心不好的我就不接纳。
As far as those group that's wicked in heart, I don't accept them.
主有没有说俊美的我接纳？
Jesus, I accept those who are handsome, beautiful.
这长得不怎么样的我就不接纳。
Those who are not so handsome and beautiful, I don't want them.
有没有这样子呢？
Does Jesus do that to us?
没有。
No.
我们的主接纳我们每一个人。
Our Lord accepts each one of us.
凡信他的。
As long as we believe in him.
他就赐给我们永远的生命。
He gives his own life to those who believe.
他就接纳我们成为神的儿女。
And receive them as his own children.
今天这边讲到说，基督他怎么样接纳我们。
He says, just as Christ accepted you.
我们也要怎么样彼此接纳。
We should accept one another.
我们知道说，他下面讲到说，使荣耀归于神。
In order to bring praise to God.
所以要使荣耀归于神，在这边我们看见需要怎么样？
Therefore, in order to bring praise to God, what do we need to do?
要怎么样彼此接纳
？To accept one another.
基督怎么样接纳了我们
？Just as Christ accepted us.
同样的，因为这是基督的生命在我们的里面。
Same way, because the life of Christ is inside of us.
所以我们能够接纳。
So that we can accept others.
很多时候，真的环境，生长的环境的确是不一样的。
Many times we have different upbringings. We know that.
的确，很多时候想法是不一样的。
So we have different way of thinking.
很多的时候个性是不一样的。
And we each have different personality.
但是这个接纳是一个完全的接纳。
However, here is a complete acceptance.
很多时候真的像我们结婚的时候。
Just like when we first get married.
当你说我愿意。
The moment you said I am willing.
你可能不晓得说 what you are getting into.
You probably have no idea you are getting into.
你不晓得说我愿意，你所接受的，你是说他有好的一面，我就接受他。
When you say the word yes, I am, do you mean I can only accept the good part of my spouse?
我只看见他真的是又美丽又漂亮。
I saw that she's so beautiful.
但我就是要接受这个。
But I will only take that part of her.
但是你没有选择的。
However, this is not something we can choose.
当你说愿意。
When the moment you say I'm willing.
全部你都要接受过来。
That means you take the whole package.
虽然也许我们很不一样。
Even though we may be different.
我姊妹她是很快的。
My spouse acts fast.
我是很慢的。
Yet, I'm slow.
我感谢主，很多时候她急。
Many times she worry about things.
那我还好。
Yet, I'm taking my time.
但是很多时候你会发现说，的确我们有很多的个性上是不太一样的。
Yes, you discover that you're different in personality.
但是呢，你不能说，哎，这个跟我不同，我不愿意接受。
But we cannot refuse accept just because we are different.
我们是整个你就是接受。
Because we take that person in as a whole.
我们结婚的时候，我们说我愿意。
And on the altar, when we say yes, I am willing.
我就接受他整个人。
Means I'm willing to take her in completely.
我们在主里面，我们成为一。
We shall become one in the Lord.
今天我们信基督的时候，
so when we believe into Christ,
我们在基督身体的里面，
we enter into the body of Christ.
所以在圣经告诉我们，
Bible tells us,
我们就进入了圣灵的一的里面。
The moment we believe in him, we enter into the oneness in Holy Spirit.
我们不是去努力的来合一。
We're not here trying to unite with one another.
他就要竭力保守圣灵里的一。
But Bible tells us to try your best to keep the oneness in the Holy Spirit.
那这个一是在耶稣基督他所赐给我们的。
And this is the oneness received from Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，不是我们去努力做到
的。 It's not something you and I try to unite as one.
所以今天我们彼此接纳，这是一个最自然的事情。
So that should be the most natural thing for us to accept each other.
求主把我们很多天然的观念
都要把它打掉。
We pray the Lord just take away our natural way of thinking.
我们都愿意神得多荣耀。
We all want to bring praise to God.
但是神得多荣耀，也许我们会想说，我们要做好多的大事情。
And many times we thought we need to do something great so that God can receive glory.
要好多轰轰烈烈的大事情，让神得多荣耀。
We should do something that's magnificent so that God can be glorified.
好吧，我们再把这一节读一下。
Let's read the verse one more time.
罗马书十五章第七节。
Romans 15:7.
所以你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，使荣耀归于神，使荣耀归于神。
So that you bring praise to God.
但是这前面讲的，就是彼此接纳。
And prior to this, says accept one another.
彼此接纳。
Accept one another.
从我们心的深处，我们来接纳弟兄姊妹。
This we shall from the depth of our heart, we're willing to accept one another.
接纳我们所有的不同。
Accept the difference among ourselves.
有些时候弟兄姊妹碰到一起。
Sometimes when we are together.
有些人呢，可能他是很大方的。
Some people are generous in nature.
他习惯说，嘿，我请客。
Like to say, every time we go, they say, I pay for it.
有些人他习惯是 let's go Dutch.
Some people like to go Dutch.
也许有人习惯说你请客。
Some people may like to say, why don't you treat?
每一个人他可能因为他生长的过程不太一样。
Because we have different upbringing.
他的想法可能不太一样。
We have different way of thinking.
但是主就是把这些许多不同的人摆在一起。
But the Lord desires to put these different people together.
你要彼此接纳。
And ask us to accept one another.
当你真正从心里接纳着一个人。
When you truly from your heart accept a person.
主就常常把一个论断从我们心中除掉。
Then that's the time the Lord removed judgment or criticism from us.
神最不喜欢我们里面有这个论断在里面。
Because God dislikes when we judge one another.
很多时候我们为什么论断呢？
A lot of times, why do we judge others?
因为我不接纳。
It's because we do not accept that person.
我不愿意接纳你这样的人。
I'm not willing to accept someone like you.
我不喜欢这个小气的情形。
I don't like you and not generous.
所以我就会论断他。
So I judge you from my heart.
我不接纳你这样子脏兮兮。
I don't accept you because you're messy.
所以我就会论断。
And then that means I'm judging you from my heart.
主在这里要我们要彼此接纳。
Here the Lord says, accept one another.
这有一个很荣耀的一个结果。
The result is very glorious.
使荣耀归给神。
Which is to bring praise to God.
下面我们讲彼此饶恕。
And secondly, forgive one another.
我们一起来读哥罗西书第三章十三节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 13.
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。所以主的话每一次把我们带到他的面前。
Every time his words is bring us into his presence.
他怎么样爱我们，我们也要怎样彼此相爱。
He asks us to love one another as I have loved you.
他怎么样接纳我们，我们也要彼此接纳。
He asks us to accept one another just as Christ accepted you.
下面他讲说，他怎么样饶恕我们，我们也要彼此饶恕。
And here it says, forgive as the Lord forgave you.
所以这每一个点，那个标准是非常高的。
You see, each command here has very high standard.
是要像耶稣基督那样子的。
It's the standard of Jesus Christ.
主怎么饶恕我们？
How the Lord has forgiven us.
我们无论有多少的过犯。
It doesn't matter how much iniquity we have.
有多少的罪恶。
How much sins we have in our life.
主都饶恕我们。
The Lord says, I forgive you.
这个饶恕是没有止境。
And there's no limit to his forgiveness.
他在他的血的底下，他全部都可以遮盖。
Under the cover of his blood, he forgives all.
他说，我们若认自己的罪，
if you confess in your mouth your sin,
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
神是公义的。
And God is righteous.
他必要赦免我们的罪。
He will forgive you of your sin.
洗净我们一切的不义。
And cleanse all your iniquities.
他讲到说一切的不义。
That covers all iniquities.
啊，他的饶恕实在是太大了。
Therefore, His forgiveness is so great.
因为我们每一个人，我们接受了他宝血。
Each one of us has received His precious blood.
我们都可以凭着信，坦然无惧来到神的面前。
We can now come boldly without fear into his presence.
我们里面没有惧怕。
There's no fear in our hearts.
因为我们知道我们的神饶恕了我们。
Because we know
know our God has forgiven us.
神不能再经过他儿子的血再来看我们的罪。
God can no longer see our sin through His Son's blood.
因为他的儿子的血已经把所有的代价为我们付清了。
For the blood of His Son has paid the price in full.
所以神饶恕了我们。
That's why God can forgive us.
我们可以坦然无惧来到他的面前。
And we can come now without fear.
哈利路亚。主是这样的饶恕了我们。
This is how Jesus Christ has forgiven us.
当主耶稣在十字架上
，When on the cross，
他面对这么多耻笑他的人
，Facing this huge crowd who are mocking him，
当中有鞭打他的人
，And there are people who just whip him，
吐唾沫的人
，And there are people spit on his face，
辱骂的人
，And there are people insulted him，
甚至钉他十字架的人
，And there are also people who just nailed him on the cross。
这位尊贵神的儿子
，And this honorable Son of God，
啊，为我们最羞辱的挂在木头上
，In the most shameful way he was put on the tree。
主怎么说
？What did Jesus say？
父啊，赦免他们。
So Father, forgive them。
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they do not know what they have done。
弟兄姊妹，我们可以摸着一点，主的饶恕是没有限量的。
Dear brother and sister, from this we can sense there really is no limit to His forgiveness.
父啊，赦免他们。
It's all Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they do not know what they are doing.
主完全的赦免。
That is a complete forgiveness.
完全的饶恕。
Complete forgiveness.
他讲说，主怎样饶恕了你们？你们也要怎样饶恕人
？He says, "Forgive as the Lord forgave you."
既然主这样的饶恕我们
，Since the Lord has forgiven us to this extent，
所以我们能够彼此饶恕
，Then we are able to forgive others.
彼此饶恕
，to forgive each other.
无论是有什么样的嫌隙
，It doesn't matter what kind of grievances you may have.
弟兄姊妹，我们若愿意放下我们自己
，Brothers and sisters, are we willing to let it go？
让主怎样饶恕我们？
And to forgive one another,
我们也愿意怎么样的彼此饶恕
？As the Lord forgave us.
曾经有一位老姊妹
，There was this senior Christian sister.
有一次我去看望她
，One time when I visited her,
她讲了一些事情，别人有一个人说了几句话，怎么样让她受伤
？She talked about how she was hurt because somebody's comment.
啊，讲的时候她还流泪。
When she talked about that experience, she was in tears.
我还可以感受得到她里面所受的那个伤害。
I still could feel the pain that was in her heart.
因为那几句话实在是好像很看不起她。
Because the comment she received was quite insulting.
哎呀，我也觉得这个老姊妹真的是很冤枉。
And I really feel sorry for her too.
我也想去安慰她一下。
I try to comfort her.
然后我就问她说，这是多久以前发生的事
？So I said, you know, how long ago was this event?
哎，她说都三十年了。
It's all about 3 decades ago.
三十年过去。
30 years have passed.
在他里面讲起来好像好新鲜啊，我还以为才前两天发生的事情。
But the way she talked as if it just happened 2 days ago.
啊，他里面的那个伤痛，那个，哎呀，那个难过。
The sorrow that she bears.
这个人在教会里面讲我的话，这样看不起我。
When she talked about how she was insulted by someone in the church.
三十年过去了
，After 30 some years，
她受了多少的痛苦
？She suffered so much。
是她自己在那里找这个苦来受。
Was a result of her own effort。
可能讲的人根本也是无心的。
Maybe the person made a comment without that intent。
但是姊妹里面她没有办法饶恕。
But she was not able to forgive that person。
所以她一直有一个苦毒在她的心里面。
So there was this bitterness constantly in her heart。
她一直在有一个伤。
And so she will constantly have this wound.
她常常把这个伤疤打开来再去看一看。
And when the scarring, she likes to open it up again.
过一阵子，她又把它打开看一看。
And after a period of time, she will like open the wound and see it again.
哎呀，这个人当时怎么会瞧不起我
？And recalling how he had despised me.
所以她这个伤好永远也愈合不了。
Therefore, she could never recover from that injury.
那天我真的不晓得怎么安慰她。
Therefore, I didn't know what to say to her.
这个问题在于我们不认识主怎么饶恕了我们。
Her problem was her lack of knowledge of how God has forgiven her.
我们曾经怎么样顶撞神
？We have opposed God so many times.
我们也曾经是怎么样轻看主的人
？How we have despised the Lord before.
但是主饶恕了我们。
But the Lord forgives us.
他饶恕了我们。
He has forgiven us.
弟兄姊妹，这个饶恕 是没有限量的。
And this forgiveness is without limitation.
主说，我怎么饶恕了你们，你们也要彼此饶恕。
That's why the Lord says, "Forgive as the Lord forgave you."
神最不喜欢听到的是彼此的论断。
What God doesn't like to hear the most is our criticism against one another.
他最不喜欢听到的就是那个埋怨的声音。
The last thing he wants to hear is complaints.
你有没有发现，我们读圣经里面好多时候，当一听到人在那里埋怨的时候
，Many times when you read the Bible, whenever you see God's people complain,
听到人在那里论断人的时候
，Oh, when we hear criticism,
啊，神的心是不欢喜的。
God was not happy.
为什么他最讨厌这些法律赛人
？That's why Jesus hated Pharisees the most.
因为法律赛人他专门就是在论断别人。
Because the Pharisees had no other duty but criticizing others.
不喜欢。
And God didn't like that.
神要我们彼此饶恕
Because God wants to learn to forgive each other
要我们彼此接纳
To accept one another
因为他爱我们
Because he loves us
我们要怎么样彼此相爱
And he wants us to love us the way he has loved
他接纳我们
He has accepted us
我们要怎么样彼此接纳
And he wants us to accept one another
他饶恕我们我们要怎么样彼此饶恕
And he has forgiven us so he wants us to forgive each other
我们最后再来读罗马书十三章第八节
Lastly, let's read Romans 13Verse 8.
凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全了律法。在利未记里面，他讲到说，你们不可彼此亏负，只要敬畏你们的神，因为我是耶和华你们的神。
Here says Leviticus says, do not leave any debt.Don't let any debt remain outstanding, but shall love one another and have fear towards me, because I'm your God.
他说不可彼此亏负。
Therefore, do not let any debt remain outstanding.
但在这里呢，他告诉我们，凡事都不可亏欠人。
And here's the let no debt remain outstanding.
所以我们在各样的事情上不可以亏负人。
So make sure we are not indebted to others in all things.
那这是一个基本的。
That's the basic thing for us to know.
但是有一个点，他说彼此相爱要常以为亏欠。
But here it says, accept the continuing debt to love one another.
这边就告诉我们说，我们的爱永远没有办法达到神的那个标准。
Which means our love will never reach the level of God's.
找着神所要的我们好像永远是达不到的
According to God's standard we have never fulfilled that standard
我们该这样的爱我们永远没有达到应该这样的爱的
Even though we love one another but it has not yet reached the way that God has desired
也就是说你爱人你绝对不会爱过头的
Means we love one another we will never overly love one another
你不会爱过头的
We will never overly love one another
你只会亏欠的
We're always in debt to one another
所以当你在帮助人的时候在爱人的时候
So when we love others or help others
你不会想到说我这个给了你呢是需要你来回报的
Don't think I'm giving you this now you should return the favor
因为你的感觉是我给你是我亏欠你的
Because when we give we feel that we're indebted to that、person.
如果你觉得说我这个给呢是已经超过了我所应该做的
But if when we give we feel that I'm paying more than I should
超过你所应该爱的
I'm giving you something more than you should have received
你们就有一个期望说我这个做的是超过我应该做的所以呢你应该要回报
Because we feel I'm overdoing this, so subconsciously we are expecting some return.
但是什么时候我们爱人，你期望的回报，你永远会失望的。
But the thing is, you are always busy disappointed if you expect some return.
因为这个爱是基督的爱。
Because the love we want to have is the love of Christ.
基督的爱是一个完全的爱。
And the Christ love is a complete love.
那这个爱是不求回报的爱。
It's a love that asks no return.
今天我们实在是感谢主
We thank the Lord
主叫我们彼此相爱
The Lord says love one another
他特别说彼此相爱要常以为亏欠
Continuing debt to love one another
因为爱人的就完全了律法
For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law
在爱上常以为亏欠
We shall feel that we are indebted to each other in love
什么时候我们一摸着基督的爱
Every time when we sense his love
哎，我们里面真觉得亏欠
We really feel that we are indebted to him
我们的做的实在是不够
Because we have not done enough
我们的爱实在是不够
Our love is not enough
一想到说基督怎么爱我们我们也要怎么彼此相爱
Whenever we thought about we should love the way Christ has loved us
我们的爱是亏欠的。
Then we feel that we are indebted to one another.
你想到说基督怎么接纳我，今天我们也要接纳别人。
Whenever we think about we should accept one another the way that Christ has accepted us.
我的接纳实在是亏欠。
Then we realize I don't accept one another enough.
基督怎么饶恕我，我也要怎么饶恕人。
And also he has forgiven me and I should forgive others as well.
我的饶恕何等的亏欠。
And my forgiveness for others is just inadequate.
在爱上常以为亏欠。
Here's a continuing debt to love one another.
爱人的就完全要律法。
And he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law.
这是在马来西亚有一个晚上，最后就是几个人大家在那里交通。
And on the last night of our trip to Malaysia, and there we were fellowshipping.
那天刚好有两个弟兄，他们是在不同的城市。
And there were two Christian brothers came from different cities.
那他们呢，因为都是很多弟兄姊妹都是做生意的。
A lot of people among them were business people.
所以他们都有一些生意上的来往。
So they have this business negotiation or deals among them.
所以常常因为在生意上有来往，就会有一些事情。
And because they deal with each other in a business manner, there also oftentimes there's problems or issues.
所以那天他们负责的弟兄就把弟兄们找来一起交通。
Therefore, one particular brother who's responsible for church matter gathered these businessmen brothers.
但我并没有参与他们的交通。
I did not participate in their fellowship.
但我大概听到一点点。
But I did hear their fellowship.
我可以感受到一点点。
I could sense what they have.
那最后弟兄们，我想他们心里面就有一件事情让我很摸着。
I was very touched by their some of the words they said at the end.
的确，在很多生意的来往上，他们会遇到一些问题。
Yes, there are gonna be issues in business dealing.
但是有一个点很重要。
But there's one thing very important.
工作可以不做。
Yes, I can go without work.
生意可以不做，不要。
I can let go of my business.
钱可以不赚。
I can let go the money I'm about to make.
但是绝对不能影响这个爱的见证。
But we can never let anything affect the testimony of love among brothers.
如果我们摸到这个是神的心意。
If we realize this is what God desires.
当神的儿女在一起相处的时候，在一起做很多事情的时候。
When the brothers and sisters gather together do business.
很多时候是可以成为一个祝福。
Many times that can be a blessed business.
弟兄们，这个大家一起做一件事情，你可以成为一个祝福。
It can be an opportunity to receive blessings because we gather together.
但是常常它也可以成为一个很大的问题。
But a lot of times that can become a big issue.
每个人想法上不同。
Because we think things differently.
每个人所想要的也不一样。
And we want things differently.
仇敌也会攻击。
And at the same time, enemies are busy attacking us.
很多时候也有很多的误会。
And there are also misunderstandings occurred.
但是如果是我们一直回到神的心意。
But if we continue to go back to what God desires to have,
所有其他的我都愿意损失。
Then we are willing to let go of all things.
但是我们不能让这个见证让它受到损害。
But not the testimony of the love of God.
因为我们都有这样的一个心智。
If we have made that determination,
神就能够有路在我们的中间。
Then God can have a way among us.
我们真的知道有许多属灵的祝福就会源源不断的倾下。
And we know that He is willing to pour down all these spiritual blessings.
我们自己来讲，我们的生命里面也充满了喜乐。
At the same time, our heart would be filled with joy.
你真的会发现。
And you would discover.
如果你们里面，如果我们的里面有一些跟弟兄姊妹的嫌隙。
If there is any grievances you are holding against any brother,
不管是任何一个人。
It doesn't matter which one.
你会发现你里面好喜乐不起来。
When that happens, you are losing your joy.
常常你的追求遇到了一个拦阻。
And your pursuit of the Lord will be hindered.
常常你来波比，你觉得说好像尝不到这个味道。
When you come to the breaking of bread meeting, you don't sense His love.
因为神要得着是一个爱的见证。
Because what God desires to receive is a testimony of love.
就是你自己里面有一个拦阻，有人你不能饶恕，你不能接纳。
Yeah, if there's someone you just can't accept or you cannot forgive.
第一个受亏损的就是我们自己。
And you are gonna be the first one who suffers.
当我们真的让主的爱充满我们。
We pray the Lord just fill ourselves with His love.
我们爱，因为神先爱了我们。
We love because God has first loved us.
当我们把我们所有的己放下来。
Let us let go of ourselves.
让主的爱来爱。
Allow His love. to love through us.
让主的接纳来接纳。
Allow His acceptance.
让主的饶恕来饶恕。
To let His forgiveness to come out through us.
第一个得释放的就是我们自己。
And we will be the very first person who is set free.
里面充满了喜乐。
And we'll be filled with joy.
啊，充满了荣耀。
Filled with glory.
我们能够得神那么多丰富的祝福。
And we can receive much blessings from Him.
啊，整个爱的见证能够出现。
So that a testimony of love will appear.
主他的心意满足了。
And then God's heart will be satisfied.
我们的心才能得着满足。
And that's only the time that we can be satisfied.
我们愿意在这个新的一年，主真的是来激励我们。
And then we pray that His love will encourage us in this new year.
我们彼此相爱。
That we'll love one another.
我们同作见证。
To bear the testimony together.
把荣耀来归给神。
And give God the praise and glory.
我们再来唱699首。
I sing the song one more time. 699.